This is All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, director of Lincoln City Libraries. I was a little nervous about reading the book, The Undoing Project, A Friendship That Changed Our Minds, by Michael Lewis. I'd seen it on some best of the year lists, which are usually among my favorite places for reading ideas. It grabbed my eye because it's about the remarkable intellectual collaboration between Amos Tversky and Daniel Kahneman, two Israeli psychologists whose work together resulted in the field of behavioral economics. I was completely taken in by Daniel Kahneman's book, Thinking Fast and Slow, originally published in 2011. Kahneman's a Nobel Prize laureate for his work in behavioral economics. In Thinking Fast and Slow, he wrote for laypeople about his years of research regarding how our thinking is biased in ways we often don't realize. Some basic ideas that I kept from that time include the impact of a compelling story to turn our minds away from clear statistical realities, and the difference it makes when information is presented in varied orders. I found the book engaging, fascinating, and so well written that I had to force myself to just stop reading from time to time to let Kahneman's ideas sink in. It's one of my top 10 books, no doubt, and I couldn't stop talking about it. And so my nervousness about today's book, The Undoing Project by Michael Lewis, was my fear that this book would somehow dim my enthusiasm for Thinking Fast and Slow. But Lewis has done Kahneman's work proud. Lewis is best known for his books The Big Short and Moneyball, nonfiction books about fairly complex topics, the economic crash, and the way that the Oakland Athletics used statistics to build a great baseball team on a small budget. Lewis has made the New York Times bestseller list several times. Given his interest in the numbers behind some big stories, one would expect him to be familiar with the work of Kahneman and Tversky. What Lewis saw as the untold story here was the decades-long collaboration between Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky, resulting in the ideas for which Kahneman eventually won the Nobel Prize. Lewis uses a story of their relationship to describe the ideas they developed and then researched. Early in his career, Kahneman worked for the Israeli Army, using his background in psychology to address an early question put to him. Could he create an instrument to tell which soldiers were best suited for particular jobs? Instead, what he learned was that the instrument he developed was more generally applicable. It predicted who would be good at just about any job. In addition, he observed the many ways in which the halo effect comes into play in such evaluations. That is, an observer's early impressions of something color the succeeding impressions. He developed inventories and instruments that helped to minimize the halo effect. Kahneman tended to undervalue his own intelligence and skill. Following his successful work with the Israeli Army, it was expected he would go to graduate school in the United States, probably at Harvard, which had an excellent program for someone like him. But he felt himself not good enough for Harvard, and so went to Berkeley. Eventually, he made his way back to the psychology department at Hebrew University, where Amos Tversky was on the faculty. At first, they seemed to keep a distance from each other. But at some point, that changed. And here is how Lewis describes them around the fall of 1969. The students who once wondered why the two brightest stars of Hebrew University kept their distance from each other now wondered how two so radically different personalities could find common ground, much less become soulmates. It was very difficult to imagine how this chemistry worked, said Ditsa Caffrey, a graduate student in psychology who studied with them both. Danny was a Holocaust kid. Amos was a swaggering sabra, the slang term for a native Israeli. Danny was always sure he was wrong. Amos was always sure he was right. Amos was the life of every party. Danny didn't go to parties. Tversky's personality and approach contrasted with Kahneman as described there. Where Kahneman doubted himself, Tversky was self-confident. Kahneman was a morning person, Tversky very much a night owl. And here is how a colleague described Tversky's approach, seen in the way he commanded attention at a party. Amos's theory didn't exactly contribute to the existing conversation about how people made judgments of similarity. It took over the entire conversation. Everyone else at the party just circled around Amos and listened. Amos's approach to doing science wasn't incremental, said Rich Gonzalez. It proceeded by leaps and bounds. You find a paradigm that is out there, you find a general proposition of that paradigm, and you destroy it. He saw himself doing a negative style of science. He used the word a lot, negative. This turns out to be a very powerful way of doing social science. That's how Amos would begin, by undoing the mistakes of others. As it turned out, other people had made some other mistakes, and thus the title of the book, The Undoing Project. And so their work together, Kahneman and Tversky, was about undoing much of previous psychological science, pointing out ways in which the mind does not work in predictable ways. The two of them eventually addressed tricks or quirks of the mind in the course of decision-making that might be compared to what optical illusions are to sight, our minds leading us to a conclusion that doesn't accurately reflect the reality before us. Through much of this time at Hebrew University, their collaboration continued in the intense conversations, the writing of articles together with hardly any separation or recollection of who had come up with which idea. They built on each other's thoughts in a way that led to breakthroughs as well as ways of asking questions in the research that would reveal bias or intervention of emotion or inability to imagine alternative explanations. But the conversations changed when both were in North America, years into their collaboration. By then, Tversky was at Stanford and Kahneman at the University of British Columbia. They made arrangements to spend every other weekend together to continue their collaboration, but things seemed to change. Lewis posits that Kahneman anticipated that he would envy Tversky, who was sought by Stanford, though they showed no interest in Kahneman. Slowly, they grew apart. Tversky received many honors, including a MacArthur Genius Grant, and gave lectures throughout the country. When they got together, Kahneman sensed a difference, a change in how their ideas no longer built on each other, seemed to belong to one man or the other, and didn't become revolutionary in the course of the conversation. He noted that sometimes Amos failed to mention that many of the ideas came from them both. He saw that Tversky's work wasn't as good as the work they'd done together, and yet Tversky alone seemed to receive recognition. Eventually, Kahneman broke off the friendship, but not long after, Tversky learned he was dying of cancer, and they grew close again. Kahneman gave the main eulogy at Tversky's funeral in 1996. After Tversky's death, their work again drew more and more attention, and Kahneman's name was most associated with it. Lewis ends this book in 2002 when Kahneman received the call that he had won the Nobel Prize in Economics. I found The Undoing Project eminently readable. Lewis succeeds in building the character of each man, then putting them together, and describing their work within a variety of contexts. There's something fascinating in the story of two people whose friendship was based so much on their intellectual exchanges. Among my few criticisms of The Undoing Project is the length of the first chapter, over 30 pages about professional basketball and the difficulty of predicting which players would do best. The transition from that to the story of Tversky and Kahneman seemed pretty abrupt. Also, I would have preferred the book include an index. A difficulty of my reviewing nonfiction is not knowing enough of the subject area to trust that the author has done well by it. I was pleased to come across an article written by Richard Thaler, himself a prominent behavioral economist, that quite approved of Michael Lewis's work in The Undoing Project. I was pleased by that because I see this as the kind of nonfiction book that should have a wide audience. This would be an excellent nonfiction choice for book groups. There's so much solid information here held within the story of a remarkable friendship. Lewis really does do great justice to Kahneman's work and very much builds on Kahneman's book, Thinking Fast and Slow. That the work of these two men was done in the world of competitive academic research, but applies to decisions regular people make day after day, leads me to recommend the book, The Undoing Project, The Friendship That Changed Our Minds, by Michael Lewis. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online. Visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.